that's an important step, is stepping outside your comfort zone and trusting your gut rather than a preconceived idea of what you were supposed to deliver. And if you continue to do that and trust yourself, then I think you can really expand on your, you know, your musical palette.
While Everest might have trusted their gut in creating the sound of their second album, On Approach, it still got healthy doses of the Americana rock that first got them noticed by Neil Young. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey, it's Russ Boris. Everest has only been around for 3 years, but don't let the band's history fool you. All the members have long careers as sidemen in different West Coast bands, including work with Lou Barlow, the Watson Twins, and Earlamart. Everest's first record, Ghost Notes, got the attention of Neil Young, who brought the band on tour and signed them to his label, Vapor Records. They've also hit the road with My Morning Jacket, who made some contributions to the latest album, On Approach. And during a stop at FUV, the guys of Everest talked with Darren DeVivo about touring with some of their heroes.
What are some of the pros and cons of being the opening act?
The pros are just, you know, you sponge off these amazing artists and musicians and bands that teach you a lot as a younger band and a band that's still trying to carve out what they do. I guess you could say a con is that you're playing in front of people that are unfamiliar with you, don't know you, and could potentially not like you, but it doesn't seem to be the case for us, so I don't really see any cons. It's just been really, really rewarding to get to open for the bands we've opened for, and I think it's something we have to do right now in order to develop fans of our own.
Mm-hmm. Another pro is that you get to hang out with awesome people that you think are great, you know? That tour was nuts.
Which one?
The Wilco and the Neil leg. Hey, you guys want to go tour with Neil Young? Well, yeah. Do you guys want to go out with Wilco? And it's like, well, duh. That was nuts.
Living out of the pages. Never been to those places.
Were you guys aware of the fact when you knew, all right, it's finished? Or was there always that, let's do this and no, we could work on this song. I have an idea for another tune. Or were you guys able to say, you know what, this is it, we're done?
I think that moment happened for us when we listened to the test pressing vinyl for the first time. And actually, I think... correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that night Jim James came over as well. That night of discovery.
Yeah, it was that night. It was just randomly. Jim was in town. We got the test pressing. We called up Rob Schnaff, who mixed the record, and
Bo Koster, keyboard player from MMJ,
and just said, "Hey, let's see how this thing sounds." And we threw it on, and it just happened to be that our friends were there to take
confirm.
In that first listen with us.
And I heard a bluebird going crazy. New morning has come. And all purple flowers have turned for hours. In a room with no one to hear. With no one to hear.
Everest with live versions of East Illinois and Tall Buildings. Both tracks from their latest album, On Approach. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. You can hear more from Everest at WFUV.org.